Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I have a friend on the line. I know you're questioning like that.
Your friendships?
My friendships, no. So we have Ryan Sheedy on from Mijo.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about that, but it's about a tool that you and I will be able to use. It's an app, but it's not like an app that you would think from like a Parkinson's standpoint, because we're always used to like, oh, we're tracking this and we have to, you know, do this and that. It's going to be very helpful, not just for us, but for caregivers.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. So, Ryan Sheedy, welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's podcast.
Hey, Jess. Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited. Jess, I love how full circle this is. We've known each other for a very long time, so yeah. I'm really excited to be here today.
Yeah, well, thank you. We're excited to have you. And, you know, before we even jump into the Parkinson's side of things, everybody who watches this podcast, hang tight. We will be talking about how this impacts our group and what this means for us. But before that, I'm going to have Ryan talk about his story, which has nothing to do with Parkinson's, but everything to do as being a caregiver. So Ryan, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story and how Mijo, what Mijo is and how it came about?
Yeah, super excited to share with you guys today the platform that we built. I live in Bentonville, Arkansas with my wife, Ashley, and our 3 boys. And 7.5 years ago when Ashley gave birth to our twins, Jess, we share that in common.
Yep.
One of our twins had a lot of complications at birth. He spent 103 days in the NICU. We were actually separated as a family during that time with Ashley and our other son, Campbell, here in Bentonville, and myself and Reynolds down in Little Rock in the NICU. Trying to get everything squared away, get him healthy enough to come home. We left with a G-tube, a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of procedures and surgeries, you know, on the docket to get taken care of. And so I paused my career in marketing and business development to be a full-time caregiver. I joked, how hard could it be to become a stay-at-home parent? One with a medically complex kid, and it was very, very difficult. But during that time, I spent a lot of days and hours in the hospitals taking Reynolds to see different specialists and therapists, had many surgeries. Ultimately, he got diagnosed with an ultra-rare disease at the age of 18 months called Costello syndrome. And so from there, on that diagnosis day, we had a lot of follow-ups to now take care of and see new specialists. And, you know, prior to our twins and this kind of being thrust into the medical world, I didn't have a healthcare background. I didn't know how to navigate multiple providers across multiple hospitals and so forth. And so, you know, I was really looking for a way to organize all this information so that I had it at my fingertips, but also a way for others who were going to be caring for Reynolds or meeting him for the first time to be part of his care team to understand who he was, you know, as a person, not just, you know, a little guy with a rare disease, but also who he was as a person, you know, a very enjoyable kid. He had a twin brother and so forth. And so because of that frustration of lack of resources for families like ours, I created a tool called Mijo, which stands for the Journey of Me. And it's a care companion app, but it's not just an app. It's a lifeline. It's guided agency. It's it's that trusted tool that, you know, in a moment's notice, it's by your side.
So tell us how it's different, because I was showing it to Brian, and he's like, okay, so it's, you know, kind of like my chart. Other people might compare it to like an electronic health record, but there are nuances to that. I think more specifically, that the most specific difference is that the patient or the caregiver is in charge of it. We own it, we update it. But can you talk about what those differences are and what the benefits are?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the electronic medical record is a necessary tool and platform. It was built for the hospital systems. But what's lacking is a patient-directed tool. Mm-hmm. So something that I own, something that I contribute to, something that I can use outside of the four walls of healthcare, whether that be going to see a new provider that doesn't have access to that record, or going to see a new therapist, or tracking a new medication, something that myself as the patient or caregiver is in control of, but can bring someone else on that care team up to speed very quickly. And so we talk a lot about the utility of the app, not just the features and functions, but what it allows you to do and how you can do it.
So, Brian, one of the things I thought that this would be great for, so actually we should actually jump into the fact that we are going to have this available for people living with Parkinson's. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But it's an app on your phone, but it's also something that you can do on a desktop. You can print it out. It literally looks like a little notebook. And the nice thing is, because you built it for, you know, being a caregiver for a child, you built it in a way that it's friendly. My chart looks like a my chart. It looks like a hospital system. This kind of reminds me of like the kits that we provide, and the different tools that we provide. It's user friendly. Just visibly, like, just, I don't know, just looks better than a hospital thing. But what it's going to do, at least for me and for others, you know, in similar situations, you know, I'm going to a different healthcare system to have my DBS surgery. And so the amount that they can get, there is shared information through the electronic health records, because Ohio Health and Cleveland Clinic both have Epic. Mm-hmm. As the electronic health record. But there's still things that are not shared in between the health systems. And so just having this, it would be nice to say, okay, here are the things, you know, getting to know me, or if that's part of, you know, something that I want to have them look at, or, you know, there's tons of information that you can fill out. You don't have to fill all of it out. But for those of people with Parkinson's that also have, you know, heart conditions, or who've had cancer, or who have, you know, whatever else it may be, you have all, you can input all that information at your fingertips. And Ryan, I was, you know, kind of half joking, half not, with Brian earlier, just to say, you know, I still take care of all of my healthcare stuff because I'm 43 years old and I'm able to. But at the time where, you know, my husband's going to need that information, I can quickly, and I mean, I can give it to him today. But it's something that he will then have access to, of all of those updated things.
100%, Jess. So let me back up for a second. Yes, it is a web app, so there's nothing to download. You can access it on any connected device. A lot of our users tell us that they set up their account, you know, on their phone in less than 60 seconds, but then jump on their laptop or desktop, fill out the information. And it is a little bit of an investment of time to fill out a profile, but once you have the profile, mm-hmm. it comes in handy so often. And you have the ability, you know, as you mentioned, we're going to be partnering with you guys to offer our premium offering, which you'll be able to store documents like mm-hmm. insurance cards and images and test results and other things of that nature. We have a new tracking feature where you can track things like daily routines and triggers and medication adherence and track what medications you've been on. You know, also tracking progress like on quality of life and, you know, tracking motor symptoms and things like that. So it really lends itself to the patient and or caregiver to keep track of the things that happen outside of the hospital And so that you have a very easy way to communicate all of this, or as you mentioned, a spouse communicate this to a doctor in those 10-minute visits. And yeah. so Mejo allows you to download this information into either a PDF or CSV file. We've worked with a lot of providers and they're asking patients to provide this information in a CSV file mm-hmm. so that they can put it into their own systems and charts. And, you know, a lot of patients are sending this information prior to a new doctor appointment. And so that provider can get that 30,000 foot view, you know, in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, that was my question. How successful have you been in having the providers look at it before their appointment?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all know there's, you know, there's those kind of old school doctors that are still not, you know, adapting technology. But the reality is a lot of them are adapting technology, and a lot of providers are asking you to come with that information to an appointment. And prior to Mejo, you're either carrying mm-hmm. you know, all your meds in a Ziploc bag. You're bringing, you know, post-it notes, you're taking screenshots on your phone. Now you have all of that information in one place that you can either, again, send it ahead of time or hand it off to them in that appointment. You know, a lot of patients and caregivers are starting new medications and they're tracking, you know, the symptoms so that, you know, they might need to optimize a dosage. Now, instead of the doctor saying, hey, I need you to track this and not giving you anything to track it with, now, you know, your community will have Mejo to track those new treatments and be able to share that with a provider in a quick fashion and get you to the right dosage a lot faster.
So the question that I had was, can two people update the app? So for example, you know, Brian and I have talked about where, you know, I don't do this, but he might go into the doctor saying, yeah, I'm fine, everything's fine. But a caregiver or a friend can come with him and, or have, can they update this as well if you open that, if you give them access to do so?
Yeah. So right now it's single use, but if you give someone access to do it, you know, that's on the user.
Too, yeah. So. And so where can this be? This can only be used in the US right now. Is that correct?
Yes. So today we're available in the U.S. We do have plans to expand globally, but you know, we want to get the platform in a really, really great state to, you know, better understand the needs and uses of the patient and caregiver, and then we'll roll that out globally, because there are some things that you have to take into consideration, you know, when you're working with a global market mm-hmm. That, you know, we're still exploring.
Yeah, because that's one of the first things I asked Jess. I'm like, well, does it have a calendar that can be shared with care partners? And she showed me that it does. And that,
like a way to, yeah,
track. Yeah, that to me was very helpful, because if you have multiple people taking yeah. somebody to the doctor, they can track all the medications, you know, because sometimes you might have, you know, multiple siblings taking a parent mm-hmm. at different times and things that one place is, that's stored all in one place. Is,
yeah.
Yeah. And the other part too, Brian, is, you know, the document storage. So, you know, if you simply think, okay, it's a place that I can keep my documents, that's nice. But in the moment of need and you're in an emergency room and, you know, you have that emergency document that you need to share very quickly, you're not fumbling around trying to remember where you had that located. It's all in Mejo mm-hmm. and you have a very quick way to share that or pull it up and show somebody. And so, you know, Jess, we've talked about, you know, having some of those frequently used resources mm-hmm. at people's fingertips when they have a Mejo.
Yeah. So like the medication list, you know, that we have, that we give away in the kit, and then it's available online on APDA, Parkinson's Foundation, Michael J. Fox Foundation. They all have that list to say, these are medications that people living with Parkinson's cannot or should not receive in a hospital setting. But instead of, you know, having somebody be prepared with that, you can have it at your fingertips to say, like, hey, here, look at this. This is what they can't have. I think would be really awesome.
Yeah. And one of the other things too is, and you know, I think we can kind of elaborate on how important this is for your community, but Mejo is not just a bunch of, you know, words and charts and things like that, but we actually give, you know, the patients and caregivers the opportunity to put in pictures and video of themselves.
That's what I was going to ask you. So you can do video as well?
Yeah. So there's one section in there where you can upload some video. We're working on a future enhancement where you would upload even more videos.
Okay.
But this video would kind of coincide of, you know, this is who I am beyond my Parkinson's or my other rare disease diagnosis. Like, this is me and my kids enjoying, you know, a walk on the beach or something that we're doing at home, so that when you're seeing that provider, they are more invested in your care because they're getting to know you a little bit better than just what's in your chart.
See, I can see that used as like, hey, these are symptoms. Like,
yeah.
You know, for us, maybe the flip side of that would be videotaping somebody
walking,
freezing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because our diagnosis or our disease is can be very visible. But when we're in the doctor's office, I'm like, oh, I'm walking fine.
Right. You're right. You're like, yesterday I wasn't.
Yeah.
And again, like in that moment of crisis, like you're not trying to find that one video on your phone, or, you know, a lot of folks are finding it on their Instagram. You know, I have a picture of a video of my son playing baseball. And I put it on there because I wanted people to see that, yes, he's got Costello syndrome, but he lives a really great life and he can play baseball. And the first thing that the provider said to me was, oh, this shows me what his gait looks like.
Mm.
I thought, okay, yep, all encompassing. It shows him playing baseball. It also shows his gait. We have individuals who are saying, this is what a seizure looks like. This is what wound care management looks like. And so those are the type of things that, you know, really sets us apart from, you know, the electronic medical record or other apps, is we cover all the bases. So not just a tracking app or a document storage app or a medication log app. It's all of it. And it's, again, built for the patient and or caregiver to get whatever's up in their brain on this platform, so that they can share it with anybody that they need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Need to share it very quickly and securely.
And Brian, I didn't show you this yet, but the way it's set up, and Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, but I can add, so it has me, and I have Ben in here, my son, and then I can add Kate, I can add Derek, so that we're all in one, because, you know, I unfortunately had a coworker and good friend pass away unexpectedly this past weekend. And, you know, she's young, she has 3 kids and a husband. And just even, I was thinking about it today. I was like, gosh, if that was me, not that, you know, Ben and Kate have anything, you know, seriously wrong with them by any means, but, you know, I'm pretty much, you know, the caretaker of
Derek is in the dark.
He's kind of in the dark in, like, when it comes to hospital or doctor stuff. And again, not that it would be a huge issue with them, but even like a kid who has asthma or diabetes or something that, you know, it's not as critical as Costello syndrome, where both parents are probably very much in the know, but it might still be something worthwhile to say, like, hey, all of the kids' documentation is taken care of, you know, or all of, you know, my information.
It might be something as simple as their primary care doctor.
Oh, I mean, right, 100%. This is their pediatrician.
Yeah.
You know, my son, you know, we built it with the ultra rare in mind, but also it lends itself to, you know, an individual or kid that has a peanut allergy and has an EpiPen. And so, you know, when mom and dad are going away on, you know, much needed vacation, grandma's coming to visit. She might not know how to administer the EpiPen. Now, when you share Mijo, she has it at her fingertips because you can hyperlink to different videos and documents and websites for that information. And so she's not going trying to find that, you know, one video on YouTube. You're giving her that one specific how-to video.
But even from your, you know, you're the primary care for your son. Tell everybody about the example that you've given before and shared of, like, being on vacation and something happened to Reynolds and you're like, gosh, if I didn't have this app already with me, I wouldn't have remembered when his last, you know, tube, like, something he had done, and you had to go to a different hospital because you were on vacation.
Yeah, Jess, you know, it was interesting. You know, a couple of years ago, that was my story. And then that became the story that I heard from users across the country that are utilizing the platform of, okay, we went on a trip and we ended up in the emergency room at a hospital that doesn't know my son or daughter or myself. And they didn't have the information. So I was able to quickly share that information with them. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, when you're traveling, if it's either yourself or, you know, someone you're caring for, it can be an emotional time and you're not thinking clearly. You can't remember all of the details. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we often talk about Mijo giving you the freedom to forget of that information. So yes, that example was we were on vacation and like most vacations, we found ourselves in the ER because his G tube broke. And I had to refer back to Mijo on the manufacturer and what size it was. Otherwise, I would have not known that.
Yeah. Yeah, because the visual that he used to show on his website, I don't know if it's still there, but you know, he talks about how Mijo, like you go from this stack of a binder of like things he would have to bring to the doctor's office. And most, you know, it's very common story for most caregivers with rare disease kids or just even have the rare disease themselves is like you're carrying the stack of information at every doctor's visit with you that's now in a simple app on your phone. So
yeah, Jess, it was 7,000 pages. Brian, we got a medical record one time printed out from a program that we were applying for, and the case manager asked me if I wanted his medical record because they had it printed out and they didn't need it anymore. And I said, sure, put it in the mail. And she said, I couldn't. And so I met this woman in an IHOP parking lot and she handed me box after box with reams of his EMR printout.
Unbelievable.
Really kind of pushed me to say there's got to be a better way for people to carry their information.
Yeah.
And the majority of people, they don't need the whole 7,000 pages. Mm-hmm. They need to know what's currently happening, have access to what's happened. Mm-hmm. Providers can create, you know, better treatment plans. Because, you know, when you're living with, you know, this condition or disease or caring for somebody, there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
And so just memorizing this stuff is just one part of it. Then you throw in the emotional part of it, and then you throw in all the other aspects. And so, you know, having that tool that, you know, will be there all the time, is something that we hear, you know, from all of our users that it's been very helpful to them.
Yeah. I can think just recently, like I was filling out a form and they're like, oh, you know, have you had any surgery?
You were what?
I was filling out
a medical form. Okay.
And I, you know, had my wisdom teeth out. I didn't, you know, and then I was back to the nurse, like, have you had your wisdom teeth out? I was like, oh yeah. She goes, well, it's not listed here.
Why would you have to have that listed?
It was a surgery, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something that I had my appendix out when I was 12. You know, I mean, how many times have I forgotten to write that down? You know, so it's one, you know, having those little things to remind you.
Yep.
Do you see this useful for yourself, you know, with your adult son, like him having access to something like this for you? Not yet?
I can see it being useful for like things like, it's probably like a one-time kind of like invest in one-time.
Get it set up.
And then.
Yeah, because we don't have anything else going on with us today.
Right.
But just to get it like ready.
Well, and to be able to share it with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, like you said, to share it with your kids. To say, hey, you know, I have DBS. Mm-hmm. This is the brand. This is the make, the model, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
I carry a card around me. It has the Boston Scientific information, who my neurologist is. Mm-hmm. I can put all that right into this and I have to carry the card.
100%. And you can save Mijo to your home screen of, you know, your laptop or your iPad or specifically your phone. So you could tap the icon and it's one click access.
So I know some of the viewers are probably going to ask this question. First of all, you know, and I know it's something that you're working on and you have to go slow and steady because it's just you and you're the other co-founder who also has a rare disease kiddo. But I'm sure you're working on global at some point, but because it's just in the US based right now, someone's going to have a question about HIPAA and I have no idea like if there is like what's the answer to that or what have you guys looked at from like a HIPAA
standpoint? Yeah, so that's a great question. So one, security, privacy, encryption, all of that is super important to us. As you mentioned, my co-founder, Brett Konkak, he actually spent his entire career at Cerner. So Cerner is the other electronic medical record mm-hmm. company, Epic, so Coke and Pepsi, Epic and Cerner. Mm-hmm. And so he brings that vast knowledge of medical data, security, privacy. And so, you know, we host our platform on the leading cloud platform. We follow all of the industry standard encryption at transit and at rest. We can't sell information. HIPAA does not come into play because we're not considered a covered entity. And what that means is we are not ingesting medical information from other platforms or sources. And this information is self-input. So it's no different than somebody putting information, you know, on LinkedIn or Facebook or so forth. But that being said, you know, we do take security and privacy very seriously, and we have all the measures put in place for that.
So you're not selling people's personal information.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So let's talk about what this means for, we just announced to our podcast group that our nonprofit is now called Changing Parkinson's. So tell us how can people from the podcast who are US based leverage this?
Jess, we're super excited to be partnering with Changing Parkinson's. And so I've been a big fan of the work that you guys are doing for a very long time, and excited that we've come together in a partnership. So for those in your community that are interested in Mejo, they can go to app.mymejo.com. Mm-hmm. And they can email Changing Parkinson's for their unique premium access code that will give them access to Mejo's premium features that Changing Parkinson's is sponsoring for them.
Is it something that I should probably have people email and ask about, or can we display it at the end of the podcast?
I would have them email that
okay.
to you.
All right. So we'll put the email up, which is just... It's just info@changingparkinsons.org. So we'll have that listed on the screen itself so people can see it. that's awesome. And so, like you said, this is something that our nonprofit, we are funding the premium code will be available for 1 year, correct? But once they have the app, they have that forever, correct? It's just they just won't have the premium access to certain things after a year unless we invest in it again, right?
Well, a couple of things. So one, they will always have access to the app. After the 1 year paid subscription ends, they either can go down to the basic version, or we launched yesterday the ability for individuals to purchase subscriptions.
Oh, okay.
So they will be able to purchase that subscription, at a very, very low rate.
Unless the Changing Parkinson's
you re-up.
So it's another reason, we talked about donations before, just another way in which your donations can go to benefit and affect people living with Parkinson's is to go towards programs like this so that we can keep up with the projects that we're doing. What does the premium part give us?
Yep. So the premium part gives you the document storage. So you can store all those documents like we talked about. Uh-huh. Our tracking feature. So we've got a library of 10 tracking categories. We continue to add different categories, but those categories are, you know, mood, behavior, diet, sleep, and so forth. In that, you can also create your own tracking categories. So Jess, you know, would love to kind of work with you guys mm-hmm. on doing some communication on, you know, things that, you know, the Parkinson's community would be specifically tracking. I can do an education session on how they can build those tracking categories, and then enhanced sharing. So when you're sharing this information, either text or email, you can attach documents to that information.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll do that next as kind of like a how-to. Because I even like when I look at it, sometimes I'm like, one, there's a few things that I'm probably like not thinking of that other people. So as we build, you know, what it looks for us. So like, you know, if we document when you have freezing of gait or documenting falls or documenting just, you know, overall changes, because that happens all the time. Any other questions, Brian?
No, it's a pretty nifty little...
I know, nice little tool. App. Yeah. Ryan, anything else to add that I didn't think to ask?
No, I'm just super excited. Hopefully, you know, you guys can put our email address up there, contact@mymedia.com. And, you know, I can be reached at any time with questions, ideas, feedback. I mean, that's how we grow our platform is, you know, learning from others of how they're utilizing it so that we can, you know, extend that off to others.
It was funny, Ryan and I've been chatting for a number of years, and there's another another area of diseases that he's working with and partnering with, and then it dawned on me, I think it was earlier this year, I was like, why don't we have an app for Parkinson's? Like, and it, like, for the both of us, for whatever reason, we like just didn't even figure out like why we weren't working together.
Yeah. So light comes on.
I know, light bulb.
Ding, ding, ding. So, well, guys, it's been awesome to get to chat with you today. Jess, Brian, super excited to be, you know, working with you and the organization and truly supporting your community.
Yep. Well, thank you so very much for joining us. And in our last 30 seconds, I'll leave you all with this. Mejo will be available for people living with Parkinson's. Just please email us at info@changingparkinsons.org. And you can reach Ryan at contact@mymejo.com. This is going to be just a great useful tool if you want to use it or not. It's not to make your life more difficult. It's supposed to help better it. So whether you're the caregiver or the patient, it's definitely something that would be great. We're already documenting information already, or we should be. So this is just another way, easier way to hopefully track that, share it, and bring it to your doctors. So anyways, with that, have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you next time. Thanks. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.